good, you're here. Just wrapping up 12 presents. Welcome to Life Lab Notes and our holiday series, The 12 Days of Christmas Regifted. We're taking the daily gifts listed in that famous carol and celebrating them in our own way. This is day five. Five Golden Rings by Sylvie Zamora.
Thank you so much.
This is the planet Earth. The third planet from the yellow dwarf star at the center of the solar system. It has enough free oxygen in its atmosphere to allow for humans. The Humanoid Aptitude and Behavioral Inquiry Team, Habit, is here, watching humans, collecting data to establish compatibility for any possible use to other species in the universe. They have eyes everywhere, metaphorically speaking. Literally, they look just like you.
I apologize for my tardiness, Kraz. I waited in a lengthy queue of customers at the post office, but to no avail. Our special delivery was not there. Kraz! Kraz!
Oh, Lisseth Navi. I did not hear you come in as I was wearing the protective noise attenuating earmuffs while I used this power drill.
What in the name of gravitational acceleration are you working on?
These discs just arrived by special post, and I have been attempting
Kraz,
to...
Kraz! Those are the very discs I went to the post office for! I told you about this. The Golden Records! HQ intercepted them as they left the heliosphere and entered interstellar space, and they sent them to us.
Oh, as a gift for the various December holidays?
No, Kraz, no. The Golden Records were sent from Earth in the human year 1977. They contain hidden, top-secret messages, and HQ sent them to us to learn their secrets.
Oh.
Kraz, why are you holding that drill?
Oh, well, I was trying to access the contents.
With a 20-volt variable speed drill?
I'm sorry, Lisseth Navi. The discs did not come with instructions, so... I went with a hunch.
You and your hunches. Of course it did not come with instructions. That was the point of sending it to us, the Humanoid Aptitude and Behavioral Inquiry Team. The mission statement.
The Humanoid Aptitude and Behavioral Inquiry Team is a stealth organization which exists to collect physical data on Earth to explore and examine the behavior modalities of humans and to do so without interfering with the cultures and societies examined.
How curious that they were sent from Earth. And now they are back.
Yes, well, Earth languages and knowledge are required to unlock their secrets. Not a drill. Put that away. Look, you've already destroyed part of the surface of this disc.
I apologize for my impulsiveness.
What was here before? Do you remember? It might have been important.
Just two little circles. See? There are five rings remaining. Maybe that is all we need.
Let us examine it closely for clues. Do you observe anything pertinent?
Well, inscribed around this ring in binary arithmetic is 3.6 seconds, the time period associated with a fundamental transition of the hydrogen atom.
Aha! Weapons configurations, tactical strategies!
Alternatively, it could be demonstrating how to access the contents. See how it resembles one of the drawings I mailed to Santa Claus?
You may be right, Kraz. It does seem to be an accurate rendering of a... what did you call it?
A phonograph record. This could be a clue to play this disc as a phonograph record at 3.6 seconds per rotation.
We have no means to do this. We have just begun and our success is thwarted.
On the contrary, I requested both a phonograph record and a machine with which to play the record.
Requested?
From Santa Claus. We have only to wait until Christmas morning.
Kras, we have discussed this Claus fellow.
But...
And his reindeer. It is dangerous for you to assimilate into the Earth culture. These humans are fraught with troubles. They are contentious, greedy, and narrow-minded.
They are?
Most definitely. The information contained herein is of vital intergalactic security significance. It cannot wait. We must obtain the secrets and report to HQ.
I apologize, Lisseth Na'vi. I have placed the entire cosmos in harm's way. Oh, perhaps I can make amends. I can reconfigure the speed variation component of this drill motor to 3.6 seconds and place this disc atop the drill bit.
How will we play it?
We can use the seismograph stylus.
How will we hear it?
We won't. I will disconnect it from the seismometer and reconnect it to our printer, reversing the negative feedback loop via a hypermagnetic coil, thereby transforming the motion of the sound wave into printed words.
Kras, do you understand how momentous this occasion is? We have intercepted this top-secret communique from Earth to its allies. We now expose their highly classified information. One small step for Broglians, one giant leap for Broglians.
It is indeed an historic moment.
I am overwrought. Kras, you must read it.
This is a present from a small distant world. A token of our sounds, our science, our images, our music, our thoughts, and our feelings.
What? Music? Thoughts and feelings?
That is what it says. It continues. We are attempting to survive our time so we may live into yours. We hope someday, having solved the problems we face, to join a community of galactic civilization. This record represents our hope and our determination and our goodwill in a vast and awesome universe.
Hope and determination?
And goodwill in a vast and awesome universe. Do we send this to HQ? Lisseth Na'vi? Are you unwell? Your ocular orbs are leaking.
I am fine, Kras. The dust particles from your foolish drilling. Yes. Yes, we must send this message to HQ.
And perhaps we should also somehow remind the humans.
Five Golden Rings was written by Sylvie Zamora and performed by Keith Ferguson and Sylvie Zamora. Hey, for more adventures of the Humanoid Aptitude and Behavioral Inquiry Team, look for previous Life Lab Notes episodes with Habit in the title. Thanks for listening. Please stop by our website, lifelabnotes.com, and read about the very cool writers, actors, and musicians who joined in on this project. And follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Life Lab Notes. And spread the word. Wait, more importantly... Spread some joy.